IDF, significant strategic achievement as Israel stopped 99% of Iran's missiles, drones. By Joel B. Polak on April 13, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said Sunday that it had scored a significant strategic achievement after it prevented 99% of Iran's drones and missiles from reaching their targets. As Breitbart News reported, Iran attacked Israel overnight Saturday into Sunday with a swarm of over 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles. Israel's air defense systems intercepted most of them. The US, UK, and Jordan also intercepted Iranian drones. In a statement, IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said, via IDF translation, "Last night, Iran initiated an attack against Israel, launching over 300 threats of various types. The Iranian threat met the aerial and technological superiority of the IDF, along with a strong fighting coalition, which together intercepted the overwhelming majority of the threats. 99% of the threats launched towards Israeli territory were intercepted, a very significant strategic achievement. Of approximately 170 unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, that Iran launched, zero crossed into Israeli territory. Dozens of them were intercepted by Israeli Air Force fighter jets, our aerial defense array, and the aerial defense systems and aircraft of our partners. From the more than 30 cruise missiles Iran launched, none crossed into Israeli territory. 25 of them were intercepted by IF fighter jets outside the country's borders. Out of over 120 ballistic missiles, only a few crossed into Israeli territory, with the rest being intercepted. These fell at the Nevatim Air Force Base, causing only minor damage to infrastructure. As you can see, the base is operational and continues to carry out its missions. In the image, you can see the landing strip at the Nevatim base. Iran hoped to incapacitate the base and thus impair our aerial capabilities, but it failed. IF aircraft continue to take off and land from the base and depart for offensive and defensive missions. This includes the Adir fighter jets, which are now returning to the base from an aerial defense mission, and you will soon see them landing. In addition to the launches from Iran, several launches were made from the territories of Iraq and Yemen. None of them crossed into Israeli territory. In recent hours, dozens of rockets were fired from Lebanese territory toward the north. There were no casualties. Fighter jets struck Hezbollah targets across Lebanon, including Radwan targets. All this while additional aircraft continue their defense missions. Over the past 6 months, we have been operating in close coordination with our partners, led by US CENTCOM, the UK, France, and other countries that operated last night. This partnership has always been robust, but last night it was exceptionally evident. Last night we conducted a complex defensive air battle, with excellent performance by the IF and the Intelligence Directorate. The battle was directed under the command of the Chief of the General Staff from the Israeli Air Force Operations Center. The interception capabilities of the aerial defense array and the defensive abilities of the IF aircraft demonstrated exceptional professionalism as well as the IDF's military and technological superiority. Thanks to all of this, the attack by Iran was thwarted. The only Israeli casualty was an Arab Israeli girl, a Bedouin Muslim hit by shrapnel in the Israeli city of Herat. Analysts on Israel's army radio suggested that Israel had reversed the situation of the past few weeks, when it found itself isolated in the world over the civilian cost of the war against Hamas in Gaza. One described the emergence of a Middle East NATO, heralded by Jordan's effort to help protect Israel from the Iranian attack. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.